Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from sunny, warm California. I mean, it's not as warm as the summer, but it's beginning to feel like spring. I'm standing under this tree in our courtyard that literally is snowing down these flower petals. A far cry from where Robin and I were last Tuesday afternoon at this time. When we were in Chicago, actually a suburb of Chicago, staying with my dad's cousin, and the high was 8 degrees, I think. The sun did come out, but that sure didn't make it as warm as this. So it's good to be back with you today. Good to be in California. Sorry to have missed last week's hump day. Today, this hump day is actually the last hump day we'll have until after Easter, as next Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and that will begin our 40 days of Lent, and we'll have a video every day during the 40 days of Lent, excluding Sunday. So here we are, the last hump day before Lent begins, and I was scrolling through social media earlier today, and I saw, I don't know if it's a meme, somebody can explain to me the difference at some point, the difference between a meme, a reel, a video, or something. I saw something. It was a picture that showed a See's Candy store. You know, those of us from California know See's Candy. It had a big inflatable heart on the top, said, "Don't forget Valentine's Day," and obviously buying candy for Valentine's Day. And then there was a picture of a crane getting ready to put the Easter Bunny on top of the building to replace the heart. And it got me to thinking that as we were transitioning from Valentine's Day, and I think, you know, as I talked about Valentine's Day 2 weeks ago, I talked about as Christians, as followers of Jesus, every day really is a day that we should be focused on love. And then as I think about, you know, obviously a chocolate tier, you know, a company that sells Petals chocolate, obviously moving from Valentine's Day to Easter is about selling candy, right? But also connecting them. And it made me think of not the Easter Bunny, but what greater expression of love is there for us than Easter morning, and the reality that God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that all who believe, that all who call upon his loving, powerful, life-giving name will receive everlasting life. As we enter into the season of Lent, we do so to prepare ourselves, to prepare our hearts to receive that gift once again. It's a process, if we are regularly in worship, really, that we go through weekly as we prepare to celebrate a mini Easter each and every Sunday. But as we move from Valentine's Day, this day set aside to celebrate love, let us not forget that we're actually moving into this season to prepare us to receive the greatest loving act that has been offered to creation, and that is the gift of God's one and only Son as an atoning sacrifice for all of us. So it's been good being with you today. It's been good talking about love together, soaking up this sunshine, and I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday at this same time with a video about Ash Wednesday, the first, as I said, of 40. If your schedule allows, maybe we'll see you in worship on Sunday. If you're in the area, we're gathering next Tuesday night for a Shrove Tuesday pancake supper here at the church. Take care.